So, I would have to basically say that Coach Sherman's not the only one who's impressed with that guy.
He's about, what, 6'7",
he's not bad.
Sees over everybody.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he's from Northeast Texas. He's from Texarkana.
So there you go. Yeah. Just barely in Texas.
Yep. Is he from the Texas side?
He went to Texas High. That's the interesting thing about Texarkana. I mean, you have Texarkana, Texas, and Texarkana, Arkansas. And so the respective high schools in both cities, one is Texas High, and the other one is Arkansas High.
Uh-huh. Makes
and
it easy.
They play every year. They did it one time. I guess they still do. And they don't get along, as you might imagine.
Yeah.
But Texas High is the Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
Color scheme looks a lot like UT, but their helmets look like Tennessee.
Ah.
Arkansas High would be the Razorbacks.
Yeah, makes all kinds of sense.
And look just like the boys in Fayetteville. Uh-huh. So colors and all. So.
All right, let's talk about, you got the coach ready?
Oh,
always.
You got
the coach ready. We need to have the coach ready because now we're going to talk about all you people out there who are.
Hang on. Coach, dadgummit. Just because you won last week doesn't mean you can be smug about the whole thing.
All right, here we go. That's right. Worried about people who are. New study suggests that getting too little sleep may prevent dieters from losing as much body
fat
as they otherwise would have. These findings add to evidence that sleep habits play a role in weight regulation. They also suggest that people embarking on some sort of a program to make them less
fat
might want to make sure that they are catching enough shut-eye each night.
That's just a good idea anyway.
Well, of course,
it's pretty much prohibitive with our line of work and anybody that gets up really, really early, especially if you have a family. But at the same time, I mean, you know, think about when you go on vacation or when you just take some time off, and you actually get some decent sleep.
Mm-hmm,
you get some, as Kramer would say, some good solid sack time.
Yeah.
And, you feel better.
Sure.
Yeah. I love sleeping until like 6:45.
Yeah. Now it's time to turn to kids' diets now. Okay. I mean, that's grown-ups. If there ever were a reason to cut back on your kiddos' consumption of cakes, cookies, pizza, soda, nutrition experts say a new study highlighting just how unhealthy young people's diets are, and because of that, it makes them
fat.
That's right. Nearly 40% of the calories consumed by kiddos age 2 to 18 are empty calories.
Yikes.
And, the reason is because there's more of those opportunities out there. It's not to say that when we were in those age groups that we wouldn't have done that. It's just there are a jillion different ways that you can get empty calories now.
Well, don't forget, it's not only that. It's a, decreasing activity as well.
Yep, that's part of it.
Well, case in point, my daughter's in second grade, all right? Now, granted, her homework it's usually in parts. And all of it is not due until the end of the week.
Okay.
So she gets her weekly assignments on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But she has things that she has to do every day as part of her weekly homework assignments. And, so we come home every day now and we do homework. Well, yesterday, here it is, a gorgeous day outside, and she has spelling and math and reading. And by the time she does all of that and we get dinner cooked and we go and pick up the boy and everything like that, we're pretty much running out of daylight at that
point. Sure, yeah.
It's
about
tough.
To be dark. Yeah,
it's tough.
Most definitely. Well, then, and that's the whole idea. Think of all of us grew up where we had to bring our little white T-shirts and our, in my case, maroon shorts to school, and we actually had P.E., So did that whole thing. Now.
Little scooter out there with his shorts dragging the ground.
That's right.
It's okay till they tried to get me to climb that rope. I was afraid of heights. I couldn't do
climb
that.
Climb that rope. Hit that beam.
It's a long way to go.
Ring the bell, Scott. Right,
there we go.
Ring the bell.
Yep. All right, so to help you if...
Can I throw a rock at it?
Little red-faced Scott.
Okay, so now, all right, so let's move on. As we continue our story about people who happen to be two. That's right. A California plastic surgeon offering help for people to lose weight by surgically attaching a patch to their tongues that makes it difficult and painful to chew food.
Oh, gosh.
What is that about?
Yeah.
Ouch.
You keep biting your tongue?
I don't know what it looks like. It just, that doesn't sound like fun at all.
People will find a way around that.
Golly.
You're going to pay to have someone install a torture device on you.
Something like that. Sunday, CBS Morning News, they have this show on Sunday morning that that I like a lot, and Tom watches quite often. They have they had a feature story on Cesar Millan, who's the dog whisperer.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked to him about many things, including the way the president deals with his dog. And in front of that, comment from, I don't know, a few weeks ago, this is the president of U.S. America right here. Barack Hussein Obama.
Uh-huh.
Some powerful interests who have been dominating the agenda in Washington for a very long time, and they're not always happy with me.
Mm.
They talk about me like a dog.
Now, what does that mean? Yeah. They talk about me like a dog.
Yeah, but
so,
he has a dog.
He does, and here's Leslie Stahl from Sunday just talking about Caesar and Milan and humans and dogs and that whole interaction thing.
Americans who allow their dogs to walk them is one of his biggest pet peeves.
Right.
Evidently, we're supposed to be the leader. Who knew?
Yeah.
If your dog doesn't learn to follow, you'll never have a disciplined pet.
Right.
President Obama and his new dog, you've seen them walk together.
I seen them day one, and definitely day one was not a good scene. The dog ball was in front of the President of the United States.
Yeah, really.
What about George W. Bush?
Yeah.
He walked a dog in front.
His dog was in front as well.
Yeah.
Mm. Barney, sometimes he didn't want to go inside the helicopter.
Yeah, but see, if Obama is having a problem with his dog, it's George Bush's fault.
Because well, yeah.
He didn't do any better.
No, because Barney set the
Barney
the dog
set the standard.
The precedent of presidents.
Exactly right.
That's right. So, that's poor Leslie. You know, her dog sleeps at the train station.
Hello, everyone. This is Chuck Norris, and I'm very excited to let you know about a great event that my wife Jean and I are hosting in Navasota. On Saturday, October 23rd, we will bring together celebrities and friends for an evening of Western entertainment, followed by a super concert and dancing. All this will celebrate our Kickstart Kids program. We invite you to join us, and we hope to see you there.
Kick it up for kids, Saturday, October 23rd at 6:30 at the Grimes County Fairgrounds. For tickets and details, go to kickstartkids.org.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Now open, find Complete Nutrition next to Panda Express on the corner of Texas Avenue and George Bush. Or call 703-7987.
Complete Nutrition.
I've met a lot of children who are going through a lot. They really don't know what the next day is going to be like, and it's tough.
This is NFL and former UT quarterback Colt McCoy, talking about his support of the new Children's Hospital at Scott & White.
It reminds me of what my family went through when I was a kid. And my brother was really sick, and we spent a lot of time in hospitals. That's why I decided to support the new Children's Hospital at Scott & White. It's really important for people around here to have a place that's the best of the best. Scott & White is a nonprofit, and your donation will help fund life-saving equipment and research for new cures. Join me in supporting the new Children's Hospital at Scott & White. I hope that together we'll make a difference in thousands of children's lives.
Call 1-877-511-COLT or visit sw.org/hope today to make a donation.
Thank you.
Hey, good morning, 723 News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm not picking on the president. It just happens to be a lot of stuff out there today. Did you see what Wally Mondale said? Former vice president? Not a fan of the use of teleprompters. In fact, talking to Wolf Blitzer, who names their kid Wolf? You ever think about that? he is not a fan of the president using teleprompters. He referred to the teleprompters as idiot boards.
Hmm.
He told Wolfie that the president is much better when he's just speaking off the cuff. He said the Milwaukee speech I thought was terrific, and I think some of those backyards events are terrific. But I think he's very bright. As a matter of fact, I think he's brilliant, and he uses those idiot boards to read speeches on television, and I think he loses the connection. Idiot boards.
Oh, Wolf.
Let's talk to your local news anchor, and yet Wolf is
Wolf,
going,
watch what you say. That'll that's get right. you fired at CNN.
Yeah, well, no, that's the vice president. He doesn't need that gig, but that's but nonetheless, yeah. So, Tom Brady, you know, this quarterback for the New England Patriots, who won his, 100th game last night, which is pretty good deal. He keeps his hair long because his wife tells him to. And Gisele Bündchen, is that her name? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like a model person.
That's right, model person. She says he looks better with long hair, so he's...
Well, you know, he's going to do what she says.
Well, I think so. And,
that's right.
So, you know, that's the reason he's got long hair, when everybody else has got
that. You don't want to get sacked, but he just wants sack time.
That's
so,
it.
Know,
yeah, the Buffalo the Buffalo News says that police have arrested a man accused of stealing 130 pumpkins from an area farm over the weekend. What are you going to... What will you do with 130 pumpkins?
It's a lot of jack-o'-lantern.
It is. Turns out the farmer followed the thief to his home and then called the cops who made the arrest. Value of 130 pumpkins estimated at $1,300. Really? Okay, $10 a pumpkin, I guess.
Goodness.
That's pretty good. The suspect also got nailed for a hefty crop of marijuana he was growing at his house.
He was going to hide them in the pumpkin.
That's it. It's just utilization of the land that you've got, right? I mean, if he's got a little land, go ahead and grow a little grass. Nothing wrong with
that's
that.
That's right.
Sure.
That's right. It's a legal patch of pumpkin.
Of course, yeah, it is. 726 Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Looks pretty nice. The temps will go up gradually as we move on through the week. By the time we get to the weekend, we'll be up near 90 again. But the good news is humidity's down in that it makes it cooler at night. Now, not good because we could use some rain, but I guess we'll have to provide our own water for the stuff we need to grow right now. 80 today, 83 tomorrow, about 86 on Thursday, and then Friday and Saturday looking for highs around 88 degrees. Tonight we'll be down at 45 and continue to be again below 50, it looks like, for the balance of the week for the lows. Humidity 69% right now. The winds are calm. We've got fair skies and 52 degrees outside.